Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. On April 23rd, the Mine Safety and Health Administration, or MSHA, passed a long-awaited rule that will lower the amount of respirable coal dust in all U.S. underground and surface coal mines. The new standard reduces dust levels from 2 milligrams per cubic meter to 1.5 milligrams per cubic meter. This new standard aims to reduce black lung among miners, but it has drawn criticism from both the industry and workplace safety advocates. WMMT's Terrence Ray has this report.
Letcher County underground miner Scott Howard worked in dusty conditions for 35 years. During that time, Scott developed pneumoconiosis, or black lung disease, and his doctors eventually made him quit in February of this year due to health reasons and injuries sustained in the mines.
We used to breathe a lot of dust in the mines, and they do still yet to today, but it used to be a lot worse. Worked many places, and I never seen a ventilation curtain. You're ignorant of the facts that's going along when you're first in the mines because you don't know the law. Then when you learn and you see things and you have to make a decision, you know, if you want to put up with it or fight or, you know, and if you got a family, you might have to put up with it.
I've been there a morning cough so hard I've just passed out and fell out and stand up just in the floor and my wife and my children over and think, Daddy, what's wrong? You know, and I say, I'm all right, because, you know, I'll wake back up. But they thought I fell dead, you know. It's scary. And you wonder when your family come home someday and just find you dead somewhere from your body just exerted itself so much because you can't breathe that you died of a heart attack or something.
As part of its End Black Lung, Act Now initiative, MSHA is reaching out to miners and operators in the Central Appalachian coalfields to explain what is included in the new dust standard. Assistant Secretary of Labor for MSHA, Joseph Main, stopped through Hazard, Kentucky on May 20th and spoke to industry stakeholders at the Hazard Community and Technical College.
Well, we're here to provide information to the mining community, mining industry, in particularly East Kentucky and Southwest Virginia on the new rule that was issued on April 23rd. It goes into effect on August the 1st. It's a rule that's aimed at ending a disease that's plagued the mining industry for decades. According to NIOSH, who looks at death certificates, a federal agency that compiles information on mining deaths from the disease, over 76,000 miners have died either as a cause or a contribution from black lung. In the state of Kentucky, there's been about 4,500 miners that are on that list over the years. It's a disease that's still ongoing. NIOSH, that does the surveillance work to identify miners who have the disease, have found over 1,000 miners in the last 10-year survey, working miners, that have the disease. For those folks that followed Upper Big Branch, the investigation, it was determined that out of 24 miners that could be examined that didn't survive the disaster, 17 of them had black lung. Think about that. Some of them in their 30s, some of them as low as 5 years experience. That disease is still around and we need to fix it.
Attorney Wes Addington represents black lung clients at the Appalachian Citizens Law Center in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
This rule doesn't go nearly as far as NIOSH recommended in 1995. They recommended cutting the current level of 2.0 milligrams in half to 1. And the proposed rule that MSHA came out with a couple years ago would have done that. So this final rule sort of splits the difference and only reduces it to 1.5. And that's only phased in after a couple of years. So we won't see those mandated levels for 24 months. MSHA definitely has the science to back up these changes. In fact, I think they have the science to have gone a lot further than they did. That's the next question is, by not reducing it by half, are we going to eradicate the disease?
If the goal is to see this next generation of coal miners not face a future where they would have black lung disease, the agency would have had to come out stronger.
Celeste Monforton is a lecturer at the George Washington University School of Public Health and was a policy advisor at MSHA during the Clinton administration.
You can look at that data and you can actually see by MSHA's decision not to reduce it to one, there are still a significant number of coal miners who are going to be developing disease at that 1.5 milligram standard. So it is giving more credit to what the rule can accomplish by saying, you know, this rule is going to eradicate black lung disease. I think it's going to reduce the number of coal miners who develop black lung and other adverse health consequences, but it's not going to eradicate the disease.
With regard to not gone tough enough, I think there's always more that we can do.
Joe Main, Assistant Secretary of Labor for MSHA.
I think the lowering of the standard is not the great problem that we need to fix here when you look at the array of problems that exist. It is getting a handle on what those dust levels are when those samplers aren't on miners now and what's going on with these other methods of sampling that doesn't give us the true measure of what miners breathe. For those that says this rule is not feasible, look at the stats that we just put out today. We've ran the numbers going into this thing. If mine operators do what we're finding when we're there doing our inspections, our dust sampling on the 8-hour shifts at 80% production, if they do that the rest of the shift, they're going to be in compliance with this rule. We found that for 2013, every sample we took, over 25,000, there's only a little over 1% that would have been out of compliance. The question is, what's going on when the samplers are not on that we're going to get a better handle on?
Shortly after the rule was issued, Murray Energy, which is one of the nation's largest coal companies, announced that it would sue the Obama administration over the, quote, disastrous and politically motivated rule, which fails to protect coal miners and destroys jobs, end quote.
No matter what the regulation that MSHA came out with, the industry would object. The industry is all about maintaining the status quo, not investing in protecting the health of mine workers, because many mine operators do not bear the burden of having coal miners develop black lung disease. And so it's, you know, to their advantage to not want to have a stronger regulation. So I don't think anyone is surprised that the mining industry is opposing this rule and wants to challenge it in court. They do that with every MSHA regulation.
We've known about the seriousness of the disease for decades in this country. And we've seen thousands of cases of miners who develop serious lung impairment that gets progressively worse, often reduces their lifespan by decades in a lot of cases. And it gives them the sensation that they're smothering to death, that they're basically slowly drowning in their own body. And if you've ever been around a miner who's suffering from the serious effects of this disease and watched their decline, I mean, it's a moral issue. It's supposed to be an advanced society. And if we can keep miners from experiencing that and their families going through that and wives and children losing their dad in their late 40s or their early 50s and missing out on 20 or 30 years of life with their family member, then I think we've got a duty to try to see that that's done.
They get you by threatening your job or making you feel like you have to have this job to support your family. And like, it's like, oh, this guy, he's against coal. He's like, you know, he's don't want, I'm for coal. It's American product and we need it and it gives people jobs, but I don't think you should kill nobody to make a dollar.
Scott Howard, a retired coal miner from Letcher County, Kentucky. We also heard from Celeste Monforton with George Washington University School of Public Health and Wes Addington with the Appalachian Citizens Law Center. Reporting for WMMT, I'm Terrence Ray in Whitesburg.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.